USDA report. Pioneer making some big strides in the canola market. Farmers got a closer look yesterday, and they will today as well. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Jamie Dickerman on the road.
The Pioneer Canola Field Tour made a stop near Candu, North Dakota, giving area growers a firsthand look at new varieties and advancing technology. Pioneer field agronomist Christy Sundin says there's a lot of momentum behind the company's latest genetics.
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited about what's coming down the pipeline. We launched our PSP technology, so pod shatter premium technology. So we're finally a player in that pod shatter field. We've got the 520 that we launched would be almost 2 years ago, but we had supply for the most part this last year, and we'll have ramped up supply for this next year. So we're really excited about that.
Sundin says the new 100 series canola is showing a notable yield increase compared to existing options.
So we have a significant step change in our yield. And with that obviously comes some new naming. So we have the 100 series and we have the 1540L. It's going to be a significant step change in yield versus what our current lineup is. So that's very exciting. Obviously, supply is always going to be that first thing guys talk about. It is limited, but we're very excited about it. So as we move forward from next year and even this fall, we'll be advancing another 100 series product. So having that step change in yield moving forward is going to make us a main player in that market.
Pioneer uses experimental plots to test regional performance, with Sundin noting that the local testing helps ensure strong results across variable conditions.
Especially with canola, geographic differences can happen from one county to another county, or even east half of a county to a west half of the county, north, south, however you want to put it. So it's nice to be able to see these products across multiple areas. Because what we're really looking for is we're looking for products that are going to bring us yield across different environments.
The field tour continues today near Douglas, North Dakota. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.
Farmers were in Langdon.